Welcome to Zichru Dav Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Sechus Brachas Dav Samach Beis. This is going to be a shorter session, just the 3 points and the simon. So here we go. So a significant part of the Dav focuses on proper and modest behaviors in the bathroom. And a number of reasons are given by the Amoraim as to why the right hand should be given honor and not be used for the base purpose of wiping oneself. So opinion number one, the Torah was given with Hashem's right hand, as it says, Miyaminu Eish Das Lamo, from his right hand, the fire of the law was given. Number two, it's generally used for the noble act of eating. Number three, one ties tefillin on his left arm with one's right hand. And number four, one shows the trop, notes of the Torah, with his right hand. The hand used for a holy purpose should not be used for a profane one. Number two, whoever dishonors clothing in the end will not benefit from them. As it says, Kol mevazes begadim sof eino nehne mehem. And this is one from the incident when David quietly cut off the corner of Shaul's cloak when Shaul went into a cave to discreetly relieve himself. Now, David did this to demonstrate to Shaul that he had been able to cause greater harm to him, but he chose not to. Nevertheless, since he dishonored Shaul's garment, David was punished in his later years when his own garments did not provide him warmth. Point number three, although one is not permitted to use a shul as a shortcut, if one initially entered the shul to daven there, he may leave through a different exit, even though it will end up being a shortcut for him. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, one should not use his right hand for wiping himself because the right hand is associated with many noble purposes. One or more says it's because the Torah was given with Hashem's right hand. Second opinion is that we use our right hand for eating. Number three is that one ties tefillin on his left arm with his right hand, which is active. The left arm is passive. The right hand, one shot is that the right hand is active. Therefore, it's given more chashivas. And number four, one shows the trop, notes of the Torah, with his right hand. And therefore, a hand used for holy purposes, that's used for holy purpose should not be used for a profane one. Number two, whoever dishonors clothing in the end will not benefit from them. Kol mevaze es begadim sof eino nehne mehem. And this is one from the incident when David cut off the corner of Shaul's cloak and the end of his life was punished that his own clothing did not provide him with warmth. And number three, although one is not permitted to use a shul as a shortcut, if one initially entered the shul to daven there, he may leave through a different exit, even though it will end up being a shortcut for him. Okay, so now our simon for Samach Beis. So we are in the Zichru Adar Choose a Simon contest. And once again, I must say that I got a lot of, you know, great suggestions, but the vast, vast majority came in for a submarine. One person said a yellow submarine. We're not going to use necessarily a yellow submarine. It could be any color submarine that you want for our purposes. This Adar, choose any color you want. But I thought that was funny. And so here we go. The submarine captain. We're going to use submarine captain. The submarine captain that was famous for doing everything was with his right hand and with his left one tied behind his back reprimanded his officers for not keeping the uniforms clean and for taking shortcuts through the ship's shul. Once again, slow motion. The submarine captain reminding us we're on Daf Samach Beis. The submarine captain that was famous for doing everything with his right hand and with his left one tied behind his back. So this reminds us of the lach of one shouldn't wipe himself with his right hand because the right hand is given a lot of chashivas, a lot of prominence and different things it's associated with. So we're just going to use this idea that he does everything with his right hand and with his left one tied behind his back. Reprimanded his officers for not keeping the uniforms clean, which reminds us anybody who's disrespectful to the clothing in the end will not benefit from them. That's the incident of David and Melch and Shaul cutting off the corner of Shaul's cloak, the corner of it, and as a result, he wasn't provided warmth. So he reprimanded his officers for not keeping the uniforms clean and for taking shortcuts through the ship's shul. So we learned that one is not permitted to use a shul as a shortcut, but if one initially entered a daven there, he may leave through a different exit, even though it will end up being a shortcut for him. So I know in the simon we're pointing out that one shouldn't use shouldn't use shortcuts through the shul. And the lucky years we're focusing on that. But if you entered for and the right purpose, the daven, you can go through a different exit. But I assume that's going to work for you. Just to remember that one shouldn't take shortcuts through the shul unless you went to daven there. So once again, the submarine captain that was famous for doing everything with his right hand and with his left one tied behind his back reprimanded his officers for not keeping the uniforms clean and for taking shortcuts through the ship's shul. So that's it today for Maseches Brachos Daf Samach Beis. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.